Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Praise him, praise him.
Praise the Lord. You have just tuned in to Purpose Kingdom Network.
Yes, God.
This is The Turning Point. My name is Elder Charles Lee.
And I'm Maureen Lee.
And we are your hosts for The Turning Point.
And I have a co-host, you guys. What's your name?
Aaron.
Aaron what?
Aaron Bell.
That's right.
Aaron Bell. Are you with the Bells?
You got something to say to the listeners?
Jesus loves you.
Yeah, and tell them so do I.
Say so do you.
And so do you.
So do I.
And so do I.
Amen, amen. We were pondering for the past couple of days about a subject.
Yeah, we're waiting for God to give us a topic. But he just was saying, go over, review.
He was telling us that although we're still in this, what do you call it?
Stay put position.
This panoramic, this God still wants you to wait on him because, you know, he's doing his work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and yeah, I just want to remind you guys, this is the 1,169th episode. Amen?
Amen.
I remember we was only up to 10 episodes.
Amen.
So God is good. God is good. I think we had 100. We always had the even numbers. Every time my show came up, we had
the
even numbers. Yeah. So, but what God is saying in this hour right now, he is still saying, sit still and know that I am God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, although everything is falling down around you, you know, he gives you comfort,
grace. Mercy.
Yes, grace and mercy.
Mm-hmm.
But he's saying here in Deuteronomy 33:12, let the beloved of the Lord rest secure in him.
Mm-hmm.
For he is shield him all the day long.
Amen. Come
Amen.
On.
And the one the Lord loves rests between his shoulders.
So we're resting on his shoulders, the ones he loves.
So you remember when he was telling you about being in the bosom arms of God?
Mm-hmm. Come on.
So you resting, you know, and that's a good thing. You're resting in the bosom because we are supposed to know what's going on, but it doesn't supposed to affect it. That's the other co-host.
Mm-hmm.
That's Sir Raleigh Lee Frazier. My, what was it, 1.5 now? 1.5-year-old
mm-hmm.
granddaughter. She always had something to say. But the thing is you got to try to understand it.
Okay? Amen.
But we're at a point right now to where, you know, waiting on God to a lot of people is like, and I know, you know, if you're out there and you got questions or comments, call in because it's getting hard for a lot of us.
That's right.
Amen. It's getting hard, so don't nobody pretend like they're having it so smooth. Because even growing up as a young minister, I got so tired of seeing people going through, and the first thing you ask them, how you doing? Blessed and highly favored. Blessed and highly favored.
Come on.
Okay, you know, I know that we're all blessed and highly favored, but God takes us two things so we can know when we're blessed and highly favored.
Come on,
we
come
have
on.
To be able to enjoy being blessed and highly favored. So it doesn't take nothing from your Christian walk to tell somebody, no, times is going, you know, a little rough, but, you know, God is still in control.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
You know, see, a lot of people think that, you know, you're really going to look bad because, you know, they figure Christians supposed to be up all the time and on high horses that, you know, nothing's going wrong in our life. No, no, no. It's not like that all the time. And I'm here to tell you from experience.
Yeah, we go through a lot of things, too, but it's how we conquer them through Christ.
Right.
With the power of prayer, fasting, and just where two or three are gathered, he's in the midst.
And so you can have, say, two families that are going through the exact same problem, but it's how you handle that problem. Amen? You can sit up and you could complain. And for like, I tell a lot of people, I complain about my job because I'm human. I complain. But thank God I got a job. Okay? Do you see, they said 22 million people signed up for unemployment. That's a lot of people. Amen?
Amen.
And I just sit up, I sit up and look and I think, you know, you're sitting here complaining about a job that you go to every day. You get paid every 2 weeks, clockwork.
Come on.
But you have to open your eyes and look at your blessings that's in front of your face. Amen? I'm complaining, but I am highly favored and blessed. You know, I'm blessed because nothing's been cut off. Nothing's been taken from me.
Hallelujah.
You know what I mean? So see, you got to look at the blessings that are right in front of your face and stop trying to go around and look for the big blessings. If you're at home right now, amen, and you have your lights on, you
come
have
on.
Food in your refrigerator, nobody's talking about putting you out on the streets, your rent got paid, and your rent is still getting paid, and then you're even helping some Christians that are down lower than you on the side.
Come
you
on.
Know what I mean? There's always somebody needs something, $5, you know, could you give me a couple of dollars for some bread, or, you know, whatever. When you can be blessed and be a blessing, that's living. Amen?
Amen.
Because, you know, I look at so many people now, and one thing I learned being real young is always somebody worse off than you.
Yes, it is.
Amen? So, see, if you look at your situation and step up on somebody else's situation, that's when you thank God. Okay, you in your own house, paying your own bills. What about the people that had to lose their houses and their apartments and they had to move back home? What about the ones that had to move in with an aunt that they don't like or a cousin they don't get along with? But, I mean, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Come on.
So when it comes to that point of knowing your blessings, if you are still getting along and you're not in a shelter, and even if you're in a shelter, you're blessed.
Because that gives you somewhere to be.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And it gives you somebody to feed you. I mean, you got a place where you're eating, but the thing is, what I'm trying to take this up just a little bit higher. If you're still in your own and you're still working, God is blessing you.
What you want?
Amen.
Oh, thank you.
But God gives us a contentment, too, because, see, we have to be able to be satisfied where we're at. Because, you know, my wife always tell you, and she tell me, too, you're never satisfied. And I said, well, as long as I'm a child of God, I'm going to keep reaching for more. Amen. Because he promised me. He said, and my seed wouldn't be begging for bread.
Amen.
Amen.
I understand
that. The righteous man, my seed wouldn't be begging for bread. So I'm always trying to elevate myself more in God. And if I elevate myself more in God, he'll take care of my offspring. Amen.
Amen.
But I just tell him, sometimes everybody goes through something sometime and everybody need help. Sometimes it's not when we think they're ready, but when God say they're ready. But some people got so many strongholds in their lives, they don't realize when they're going through a battle.
Amen.
And like the time we have right now, doing this stay put thing, we need to get to know who God is. We need to go back to a dating line thing.
Amen.
Between you and your father. He needs to know your name when you start praying. Oh, I know who that is. That's Aaron. Aaron prays. Although Aaron's she's six now.
Not yet.
She'll be six
going
this
on
next
six.
Month.
Yeah.
But she knows her voice. He knows her voice.
Yeah.
Because she do it often. If you say you feeling some kind of way, she say, I pray.
Yeah, pray for you.
And she'll pray for you.
Be in the middle of the street.
And her mother called her little preacher. But you got to train them up so they'll know. But we're standing put to let God know. We know. We know you in control, Father. We're going to wait on you because we know we're in this world, but we're not of this world.
Amen.
So wherever, we're going to follow the rules just like men. We're going to follow the rules. But that don't mean we're not following God. Don't get it twisted.
Amen. And like she said, and like I said a little earlier, it's, we know it's getting hard for everybody. But here in Hebrews 13:5,
uh-huh,
it says, keep your lives free from the love of money.
Uh-huh.
And be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, forsake you. Okay, so, I mean, you know, the times look rough right now, but God is the same God, and, you know, and this is for somebody out there who will be listening. God is the same God that got you off them drugs. God is the same God that gave you a job when your family didn't have no food to eat and no place to live. God is that same God that had you in the hospital when they said they don't know what was wrong with you, and then God whispered in their ear, he has an ulcer. Okay,
yeah,
so
Lord.
See, God put people down here on earth for us to, let's have earthly talk.
Amen.
Okay, but see, while we're having that earthly talk, he's doing his heavenly work.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on.
So we got to know, that's why a lot of times, just like, I don't know if a lot of you heard about the, what was the morning, I forget, was it down south, the pastor was holding church.
Oh, yeah.
And they locked him up because he was saying, you know, God is going to heal all us, and I can save you. You know what, God gave us a lot of spiritual common sense.
Yes, God, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Amen. He gave us spiritual common sense to know that, why would he invent doctors and hospitals if we didn't need them?
Amen.
When he invented a car years back, and as it elevated and you know, and it processed and it became more prevalent to the day, he invented that too, or had somebody he gave him the idea to invent it because we needed that too.
Amen.
But he knows sometimes prayer and medicine work hand in hand. Amen. Sometimes it ain't all the way about prayer, and sometimes it's not all the way about medicine. Sometimes they work hand in hand. So you know, listen to your doctor. I'm not saying listen to a quack, okay, because you'll learn a quack. All right, because he's going to have you on 15 different medicines. You got 17 different side effects, okay, and you still ain't getting better. So, see, like the song said a long time ago, sometimes I have to pray for myself. Amen?
Yeah, catch yourself in Christ.
And let me read another thing about contentment. It's here in Philippians 4:11-13. I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. Amen? They say, whatever the circumstances. He said, I have learned. So, see, we're not born knowing this. God said, I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. Okay, so he's letting you know right there. I've been both places. So, you know, sometimes, and you know, this is for some of the people out there that are used to going out to dinner every night, used to, you know, driving the best cars, used to having all these friends around, going to the expensive restaurants and hotels. Sometimes you have to back down a little bit from the lifestyle that you had, amen, just to survive. But you hear it here in the Word. He said, I know what it is to be needed, and I know what it is to be have plenty. So, you know, when Jesus was walking the earth for 33 years, you must believe he went through this. And it also says, I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. So see, I know, you know, that's why I said, you know, call in. It could be any of these nights. It don't have to be on the Turning Point night. Just call in, and sometimes it feels good to just get this off your chest. Amen. You be bogged down all week long with all these problems you're going through. But see, call Purpose Kingdom. And let me give you that number. The number is 319-527-6091. Amen. So, I mean, you know, it's always a show on every night that you can call. And just, I mean, tell somebody, you know, I'm not really calling to and expound on your subject, but I have a question, or you know, I just want to ask you something that's been on my mind. I've been bogged down all week long. You know, there's some people out here that are so worried because they're not working right now. But God's plan works out for everybody. Amen. Even the ones out there now that are not working, you know, and sometimes rebuke doesn't feel too good. And this is heavy on the Christians right now because everybody thinking about, you know, this is your year, 2020. Every year is your year if you listen to what God say. If you listen to what Christ say and you're following the narrow road, every year is your year. But when we veer off that road, that's when everything starts going to pot. Amen? We sit up there and we think, oh, you know, things are going so bad because, here again, we're not waiting on God. Amen? And we have to wait on God. It says right here in Isaiah 40 and 31, but they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Okay, see, God is telling you right there, you know, if you wait on me, it's going to be worth the wait. Because once everything is over, whatever you had, God's going to double it. Whatever you're going through, how much strength you lost during the fight, God is going to renew your strength 2 or 3 times over. But you have to wait on the Lord. Because I look at situations now out here, and I thought, and I told my wife, I never would think I would see something like this in my lifetime. People call this a pandemic. They call it, you know, a disaster, you know, a state of emergency. You know, you got your president asking for all this money. But the thing is I thought, and we went through some hard times, bad times. I didn't live in 1929, but if you know anything about 1929, you know that was the year of the Depression. Okay, and during 1929, you had people jumping out of windows, suicide, killing themselves because they lost their comfortable life. Amen? They lost that life they were used to living in the high rises and the condos and, you know, all the big houses and the servants and all that. See, every once in a while, God got to shake the world up because sometimes we'll get so far away from him so we can't even hear him talk. You know, when you stand right next to somebody and they whisper in your ear, you can hear. But when you start getting away, far away from them, 5, 10, 15, 20 feet, God whispers.
Yes, he does.
He's not talking out loud because he's talking to you. God whispers. So once you start getting away from him, you can't hear his word. So you can't follow his lead. Amen?
Come on, baby.
And see, if you can't do that, then you're not obeying your God. I mean, people say this is my God, this, you know, and his son died. You know the long story. He went to the cross, died for my sins. But you can't even sit down and see. That's why God has your attention right now. You can't even sit down and get into your word so you can start processing and prepping that spiritual ear. Amen.
Amen.
So see, a lot of times. And I didn't know it had to go to the extreme because this is extreme for me. God has to sit you down and say, listen, listen, because I'm preparing you for the days. See, one thing, what was that thing they say, honey? God, you know, God is preparing you right now for the future for something that you can't handle if you don't get this preparation and these lessons.
Yeah.
See, this, you think this is a pandemic and emergency? Wait until the future. When stuff start getting worse,
when judgment day comes,
because God, I didn't go that far yet, but because God is picking out his soldiers, amen?
Amen.
Because one thing we do know for sure, everybody not going to heaven, okay? You got, look, I don't know what they told you, okay? But I'm telling you, everybody not going to heaven. So you got to get your house in order, just like, and you know what? One thing, when I used to preach a lot, I used to tell people, what we're throwing out is good for you and good for me. It's like a two-edged sword. It's cutting everybody, okay? So if I'm stepping on your feet, just holler out and keep it moving. But the thing is, he's preparing you because God is looking, he's going to look for so much more from us in the future. Amen? So see, the thing is, like, it's just like school. If you're in school, you're in ninth grade. What you learn in ninth grade, you're going to need in 10th, 11th, 12th grade. Amen? So you better listen. Just like they used to say, remember the old show, Maureen, on Hee Haw? He said, you better listen. He said, because, how did it go? You better listen.
I don't know.
No, you better listen because you'll never see me or hear me repeating gossip, so you better listen the first time. God is saying in this time and point, you know, he loves us, okay? But we have hard-headed children. And my wife, we can attest to it. And as parents, God is still looking like, you know, he's still giving us a chance, because if you look in the Bible, and see, this is my example to most people when they think that we don't have a just and a loving and a caring God, because what is the wages of sin?
Death. Come on.
The wages of sin is death. That's in the Bible. How many of y'all have sinned in the past week?
Yes.
And
you're
still breathing it, because if you're listening to this show, you didn't sin.
Amen. Come on.
So, see, we have a loving God that just wraps his arms all around us, but y'all got to realize, for him to put something in the Bible and then say, oh, no, they robbed this, oh, no, they did this, no, I'm going to let them put him in jail, but I'm not going to kill him. Oh, they did this, they did that, they did this. It's sin, and it says the wages of sin is death. So you have a merciful God, and you better thank God. That's one of your blessings right there.
Amen.
Because, see, if he didn't have mercy on none of us, we all be dead.
That's his grace and mercy.
And mercy.
But people forget about his grace that wakes you up in the morning.
Amen.
Or his mercy that keeps you through the day. Right now, that's what we're going through, his grace and his mercy, because we're still being kept.
Amen.
You know? But my thing is, like I was telling my husband, since we have to sit still and just let go and let God, we have to take an evaluation of our family. And that's what we did this week. We realized Chrissy was right here with us, and one of her friends from upstairs, we were just talking about strongholds.
Amen.
And for us to get through this the way we need to get through, to be closer to God, some of the strongholds that's in our families, We have to bind them.
Bring them down.
And bring them down and release
down.
Things that, like, this is like a spiritual warfare we're going through.
Family
right now.
Curse. Family curse.
Generational curses are real.
Mm-hmm.
So while we're still on this lockdown, sit back and evaluate your families. See what strong mans are in there so you can devour them and let God get the glory through Christ and his blood, because
Amen.
That's the only way it can be done.
But see, people take soft heave of that, because they say, well, you just like your aunt. She was a bar hopper. She drank.
Just like your mother.
So does that make it right?
Come on.
Are you just like this person, and then all they do is drink and cuss? So you going to stick your chest out and drink and cuss? That's not of God. That's how you stop those curses. Well, you know, diabetes running our family. No, what runs in your family is people eating wrong, okay? What runs in your family is people sitting up there eating pastas and bread and, you know, and people don't really realize there's not a lot of sugar in your life. It's the pastas and the bread that turns to sugar. So, and then you hear about people having heart disease. If I hear about that somebody in my family had heart disease, believe me, in my 20s, I'm going to a cardiologist, okay? He said ain't nothing wrong with my heart. Ain't no generational curse there unless I let it come.
Amen. Come on.
So, see, that's that doctor I told you God put down here on earth for a reason. Okay? So we got to really look at things that we can handle, because me and my wife, I used to tell a long time ago how we used to get upset over this, get upset over that. But, see, we have no control over what goes on in your house. I have no control what goes on in this house over here. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. So, see, I have control over this house. So, see, I'm putting the lamb's blood all around the windows and the cars and the doors, because God told me death's going to pass you by. Amen? So if you out there and you know that you're a Christian, plead the blood on your house. Amen? Because the blood will never come back. I mean, the blood washes a multitude of sins.
Yes, it does.
So, see, we have to go back to old school, because, see, I love contemporary gospel, and I love, you know, the new young ministers, the way they preach. But you know what? That old time religion, that old stuff we went back to, like I told my wife, the way he used to sing that song, at the cross where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart roll away. It was there I receive my sight, and now mean, it really stirred. No, it really stirred people up because it was heartfelt, heartfelt songs. And see, I was talking to Brother Rob a couple years ago about old Baptist churches down south. See, I went to high school in Alabama. Amen. And back then, they were still preaching fire and brimstone. If you don't go to church, man, you're going to hell and such this and that. They put fear in you, but after a while, they learned that, you know, fear didn't work all the time. Okay, a lot of times it pushed people away from church. So, see, after a while, we start pulling people in with love, and that's God love. God is not putting fear in people. God is a God of choices. He's giving you choices.
Yes.
So, see, if your life is messed up right now, it was your choice.
Amen.
Don't say God didn't answer my prayer, okay, because you prayed once every 10, 20 years. He don't know who you are. God got to get familiar with your voice.
You got to get familiar with your spirit. That relationship.
No, they want a relationship. They want religion.
You got to get that relationship. I keep telling you the way you got your relationship, the way you met your man, how you got to know him, how you dissect him, how you looked at his fingernails to his shoes, how he kept his hair, how his groom was. You got to get to know your father. You got to get the Beatitudes. You got to get the don't. Come on now.
It's personal.
This relationship with him is real. He's the only one who's going to keep you, save you.
Amen.
He's the only one can wash your sins away. He's the only one that can judge you. He's the only one. He's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, and the end.
Yes, he is.
You can only trust him. Man can't do nothing for you.
And what did he say? You can't come to the Father, but unless
by
you...
my son.
You have to go through my son. See, he got to, you know... He got a chief person standing at the gates.
Mm-hmm.
And see, it's hard to visualize. You got to visualize sometimes. They got this big giant book that they open, you know, and Jesus is standing there and he's flipping through. He said, "What's your name? John Smith? Let me go to the J's. Oh, we don't have no John Smith here.
What you mean? I was leading the choir.
Hey.
I was on the doors of the church.
I was on 7 auxiliaries. But was your heart there? Did you? I mean, sometimes you got to move yourself out of the way so people can see Jesus. Okay, we get so big a lot of times that God, you know, people that don't understand and you know, new babes in Christ, they got to see Jesus because, see, we push ourselves harder than we do him.
But that's why I tell people, I went to church for so long, but church wasn't in me, but I was still sitting there.
Yeah, form and fashion.
It took me to go through some things in life for me to realize, look, I was mad at God for a long time for taking my dad.
Yeah.
I was really upset with him. I said he was the only one in me and my sister's corner.
And then you told me, you said that was the only one that loved me.
He was the only one that loved me. And I used to tell people that. Because that's the one I felt love from.
Yes.
My mom was living, yeah, but I don't think she was shown love. So she didn't know how to love.
Hey, can't show nothing you wasn't willing to show him.
But my dad.
Amen.
When he I felt protected.
Mm-hmm.
When I was covered. I knew he had me. And that's how I feel with God. I know he has me. No matter what I go through, I know he's there.
Amen.
I know he's around me. But that's the relationship I have with him.
And see, tell, you know, let him know, honey. Let people know that
it didn't come overnight.
You get mad sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
You say, well, God, what's going on? And then, you know what? People feel that you can't question God. It's not the thing of questioning him. It's how you do it.
But y'all forgot, when Jesus went to the cross, what did he say? He said, Father, if this cup can pass me. He questioned.
And he said, why have thou forsaken me?
But we all go through that. But yeah. I tell people, I have so many, I had past tense,
yeah.
Stuff in my family. I had to tell my daughters yesterday. Like, no, I'm not bringing, that door's closed in my life.
Yeah.
And that door's closed in you through grace and mercy and his love and his blood.
That's right.
That keeps us. So where's your faith?
Multitude.
Where's your faith? You walking around like you forgot where. was.
Yeah, and you forgot who you are.
Who you are. You're wonderfully made. You were chosen for times like this. You were chosen to go through what you go through.
And you're anointed.
And you're anointed and appointed. Amen.
So step up. Step up to the bat.
Because this is either you moving or God will move me. And I ain't ready to go that route yet. So you got to go. Here's the wings, baby. Fly.
Amen. Amen.
Because this walk is serious. My relationship with him is that serious.
Well, but you know what?
I can't stand in his way no longer.
Let me tell you something. The thing is, and it makes me sad to even think about it, because we have relationships down here with our spouses, and some of them for years are beautiful. But the sad thing is, I love my wife, but I love my God, too. Because, see, when I get up there and we go up to that gate, we standing separately. We're not going as a couple, okay? Let me say that again. When we get up to the gates, we're not going up as Mr. and Mrs. Lee. We're going up as Maureen and Charles. So when we get there, you can sit up there and you can put your spouse before God if you want to, okay? But see, you got to stand for yourself when you get up there.
Yep.
God is not going to say, well, you know, as a couple, y'all did this and y'all did that. Because, see, I tell people a lot when we be counseling them, I say, you know what? You could live to be 100 years old, but between 1 year old and 100 years old, what did you do for God?
What?
Who did you talk to? Who did you witness to? Who did you try to bring to church with you? Who did you try to sit there and help them to understand why God does what he does, and then say, you know what, it's a mystery. It's not even in the Bible. So don't look for it, because God does what he want to do, because that's what's best for you.
Mm-hmm. You might not think it's best for you.
At the time.
But I'm going to tell you, God's delay is not his no.
That's right.
It's just his delay waiting for you to get where he has to put you so you can be on the mark. Because if you sitting, God can't use a sitting target. You got to be moving to get to where God wants you to go.
And see, God, you know what, honey?
What level are you on?
God has been prepping us for as a time as such.
Mm-hmm.
So your believers, and I'm not just going to say Christians. I'm going to say the believer right now. I don't want to leave nobody out. Your believers that are out there, God has been grooming you for years for a time as such. You know why? Because you've been going through little epidemics.
Yep.
You've been going through little problems. So when this problem come up, all you got to do is just add and adjust everything that you learned from the problems that you got through before. The same God that got you through those is going to get you through this. This is just a bigger one. It's on a bigger scale. Okay, it's on a bigger scale, but God is still the same God that you had 20 years ago, like I said, that got you off the street from drinking, from drugs, and everything else. And he will still do the same thing right now. But you got to talk to your father.
Yeah, but you know what, honey? And husband and wife, I'm on y'all today, too. Because this epidemic that's got us here is for you to get to know your spouse all over again. Y'all could start all over again.
Stay in.
Stay in, talk, find out his wants, his dislikes, what caused y'all to argue last week, what caused him to what, raise his hands. Look.
Y'all need to find out, first off, I can guarantee you, I'll say out of 100 couples, only about 10 of them sit down and talk about what happened today. You know what I mean? Especially your high-powered couples, lawyers, doctors, they are so wrapped up in money. You know, I can't spend this weekend with you. I know it's our honeymoon, or not honeymoon, but I know it's our anniversary, so I bought you a new car. I bought you. That does not substitute time. And that's the same thing with God. You can sit up and walk around here in all these church clothes and these big hats and nice cars, but if you leave that building after Sunday and don't speak about God no more, what are you doing? What have you accomplished?
What's I saying, baby?
You a Sunday Christian?
What's I saying now? The way you start.
Oh, the way you start
is
the
way
you finish. So see, with that zeal and that zest that you had when you was a babe in Christ, that's what God is looking for right now. And I'm glad my wife brought that up, because God is really looking for that, because we have, like I said, we have gotten so far away from God.
Mm-hmm.
Our schools are failing. You know,
our marriages are failing.
You know, because we asked God to get out of that. We took them out to schools. We took them out of our houses. Half the time, you hear any show on TV talk about God, they cancel it. Why is that? Are you afraid?
We don't want you to say that word. We don't want you to say
this.
Yeah.
No, if you look at a lot of shows, and my wife will tell you, they don't let them say God. They say a higher being. I already know God is a higher being, but what is his name?
Yes, come on.
What is his name? You got people that got millions say higher beings. Okay, higher beings. Are you afraid to say God? No. What you're afraid of is that they're going to cancel your show. See, step out and be bold, because God steps out for you and be bold when he saves you.
Amen.
Somebody that got pushed off in front of that bus so they wouldn't get hit. You stood right next to the person who got killed, and you ain't get a bullet in you. God does above and beyond, and that's what we got to start doing. That's what this whole thing is about.
You get closer with him, you guys.
He said he wants a personal relationship. He don't want a religion. Religions separate. If you notice, how many religions are there? There's so many religions. You go, somebody probably making a new religion right now. But God wants that personal relationship. Amen. But you're listening to Purpose Kingdom Network. This is The Turning Point. This is the 1,169th episode. Amen.
Amen.
And the number to call if you just want to make a comment, ask a question, or, you know, you just might want to say something that you heard and you want to see if it's Bible-bound. Amen. You can call. The number is 319-527-6091. Amen. And don't allow your friends and family to miss this move of God. Please share. Let them give them the number, because like I said, it's a show on every night. So even though, like I said, if you call the show, it may not be what the topic you want to talk about, but just tell them that you want to get something off your chest. Amen. And the other number is 323-870-4174.
Amen.
Amen. And do we have a call on the line? Amen. Hello, do we have a caller?
Yes, you do. What up?
Adrian!
Yeah, how you doing?
Good night.
What I will say is, first off, what we call them, Reverend Charles, is Sunday morning Christians. That's what they call Sunday morning Christians. Just do it what you do on the day that you need to do it on. You know how you do it. You've been doing it. And guess what? You can't do it no more. Ha ha.
There you go.
Joke. There it is. Everything done stop. Everything stop. Everything's over. Think about it.
Uh-oh.
Think about it. If it ain't right, fix it.
We walk around
talking about how raggedy things are, how we wish this could happen, and how we wish this could happen. This ain't never going to happen, and we ain't never going to get a chance to do this, and we ain't never going to see this again, and that ain't never going to happen. Ha, look at that.
Right.
Everything happened. Stop. Bang.
Come on.
Look at that. Government. We've been watching the government for all these times, talking about what they doing, what they not doing, what they want, what they don't want, who they want in the office, who they don't want in the office, how was they so silly to get this one in the office, and we got to get him out of office, and the whole nine. Now, the same way that everybody else seen that Donald Trump wasn't paying attention to the importance of what was going on,
right?
Now, bang, guess what? It's important. Ha, ha. Really? Are you serious? Y'all were talking about impeachments. Y'all were talking about any and everything. And I'm not just talking about one man. I'm talking about the whole group, the whole unit. Everything
that's
in
right.
DC
that's right. That's
was
right.
not paying any attention to anything else, because they have had us so hoodwinked, bamboozled, and led astray off of everything else. But now look, ha, it stopped. We can't even do that. Y'all going to have to do it right. I just think that it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
That within all of the mess that they have made, they have now deemed our thing non-essential. Huh?
Mm. Come on.
That don't even sound right. You ain't never been in my house. You don't know how I live. You don't know how my community works. You don't know what's going on. I don't understand. So are we sick? We've always been sick. Isn't it always somebody being sick? They usually give you the flu shot. Have you gotten your flu shot? Did you take your flu shot this year? You know we're giving the flu shot away for free. So that's the cough. That's the sniffle. That's the sick, right? So we're not scared of that. What are we scared of? Dying?
Come on.
That means we're not living right if we're scared of dying. Because there's a whole other way to do this. I'm glad that y'all are having a real conversation about it, because when you hear church people, church folk, believers, they are completely bewildered. Don't breathe. Just don't breathe this air that God gave us. Don't breathe this air, because this air is contaminated. Cover your face, because you can't trust this air, because we have now given our ability to take our air, the freshness of what God has given us, and now we have to even question, is the air real?
Come on.
What? We got to stop this. Everything done stop. Yeah, everybody back in your house. Why? Because people need to figure out what to do with their families inside their house. Why? Because we trying to figure out what we going to do with the world. But before the world goes back to where it, before the world goes back to beginning, back to starting again, please don't let the world start the same way that it ended. Jesus.
Come on. You're right.
Jesus. Don't be sitting here 45, 55 days waiting on something to happen because we ain't trying to do it this way. What? We can't have kids going to school because we don't have the computers. What? Get them.
We got them.
This is a mandate. You got to get them. You get whatever you need to get, whatever you need to get, how you need to get it. Why? Because you have to. They done stopped the whole world for everybody to be on one page, everybody to be on one level, and that is helped. If you need it, you can get it. Sick.
That's right.
If you want it, you can have it. Everybody. This is it. But look at God. People think that we go to church to be entertained. They go in the buildings and they sit down and they watch a service. They are performed to or preached to or however you want to look at it. Nobody ever leaves the church to go and serve. Now the building is shut down. Where the church at?
And you.
Come on, church.
Come on.
It was just good to hear.
Come on,
real conversation in a real situation of a real time. Because there's a lot of different ways that you can look at things. There's a lot of different things you can focus on. But instead of looking outward, look inward, because like you said, this is something from God. Everybody does not get the opportunity to have a he maketh me to lie down moment.
Come on.
This is our moment. We got to understand who it is that we're looking for. We got to understand who it is that we're trying to be connected to. And we got to understand who it is and why we're in this predicament. We're in this predicament because the people that know better, we need to do better. And right now is the time that we need to witness. They said that the harvest is plenty and it is coming through. So guess what? The labors are few, but the harvest is plenty. And guess what? They are waiting. Y'all keep going. This is good. This is good. I love y'all. Keep it up. Keep
amen.
It up.
Amen. We love you too. Amen. Amen.
And that was Sister Adrian Allen, Misunderstood Allen. Her service is
night.
On Thursday night. And y'all got to tune in because it's real.
Yeah.
This walk we in and this time we in is real. And like this conversation we having for husband and wives and family and friends, loved ones, is real. It's time to get on the phone with your loved ones. Y'all got the Zoom. Y'all got FaceTime. Y'all got, what is it called, Messenger. Y'all can get online with your family and just pray together.
And you know what I like?
Pray together.
What Adrian was just saying, this time that's going on right now, God just put in my spirit, thank you, Jesus, put in my spirit, how many men you see on the corners now, they got to be in them houses with them kids. God bought them off the curves, off the corners, selling whatever they're doing. Now everybody heard the epidemic about the COVID-19. Now you're in the house. What you going to do? What you going to do? Okay? Now you got to get to know your spouse. You got to get to know your kids all over again. And the kid, you probably walked in the door and the kid said, who that? That's how I be saying some people at my job, Chrissy. They sit up there and they work so much overtime. I mean, these people making bank. You hear me? I told them you can't take it with you, though.
But you know what? It's so funny that my husband said that, because my daughter, Christina, she was like, Mom, I know my kids were so smart. I didn't know that, oh, they can really do this. I said, yeah, they try to get over on you.
You got to hold on, man. They ain't coming.
Chrissy,
hold on. She got to come in. She come in my daughter now. You got to hold on.
You know, but it's funny because Chrissy is, she a sweetheart. I'll tell anybody. She gives you the
biggest in the United States.
Yes. That's how big her heart is.
But she don't play about her people.
But when it comes to her loved ones, she don't play. But when it comes to her kids, it's like she thought they can't do nothing.
No,
they can't.
No,
they my baby.
She sat down and cried. She said, because me and my grandson, Tony, see, the way I was taught, you know, being at the age we are and anybody over 50, we were taught not to have calculators. So you had to be fast in your mind.
That's right.
So, you know, you be adding stuff up in your mind. People are like, oh, you give them the answer. So I was doing my grandson because they were saying he was doing mediocre in math. I said, he ain't going to do mediocre in math. That's my grandson.
Yeah.
And I love math. So I was teaching shortcuts like, you know, if you have five or six numbers in a row, Tony, I said, narrow them off to tens. You know, if you got somebody say, well, okay, well, this is 342 minus 10. I said, remember that second number, Tony? I said, yeah. He said, take 10 from it. He said, Grandpa, that's 332. So he was doing stuff like that. He was going to school. The way I showed him how to add up numbers, even if it's down in a row, I said, add up everything you got there that can add up in tens. If you got 34, you got 6, and you got a 4, I said, 34, 60? I said, that's 44. He said, oh, yeah. So and he started adding it up. And the lady at school, his teacher was like, Tony is doing it. We don't have the math in this grade to let him do it. So they pulled from another grade and let him start doing math.
Yeah.
Because he loves math so much because he loves money.
But he in second grade doing division and timetable.
Yeah.
Stuff they say he couldn't do in Philly.
Come on, say it again, baby.
They said he couldn't do it when we was up in Philly.
And then my grandbaby, Sahara, she read more books than the man in the moon and can tell you everything she read about
and
that book.
And she's smart because she reads. She said, I know everything I know because
yeah,
I read.
She goes on the laptop. And she'll read a book, like, they had a book challenge. How many books she said she read?
Everybody was on, like, 6 and 7. I think my grandbaby was on 16 or something.
Yeah, 16, 20, something like that.
She read a couple more because she seen somebody was close to her.
Yeah.
She said she can't have it, so she read a couple
more. I ain't mad at her.
And then we have Aaron.
No.
Aaron. The oh, my God. That's my hallelujah,
that's hallelujah,
baby.
Hallelujah,
that's my baby, preacher, baby. When you're going through something, she'll pray you out. But that's how our family getting closer because we're in this epidemic.
Yeah.
Although my hubby go to work and he come home, guess what? We be on this. We're true to this. Our family getting so close to just being here, and then we have my other daughter come yesterday just to check on us and my grandson. We're not new to this. We're true to this.
Oh yeah.
Our family is what calls us.
And see, tell them about you. See, my wife has asthma, okay? So it was so much going on. People were getting all these, you know, these low-grade masks and this and that. But I told her, I said, you can't step outside until I get one of them N95s. She said, what's that? I said, that's the mask that law enforcement is using, all law enforcement. So she got the mask, and just like everybody else, the N95, the mask lets you breathe your own breath. So, see, you have to learn how to not hyperventilate.
Control your breathing.
Yeah, you got to control. You have to relax so you won't go into panic attacks because I gave a couple of them to friends at my job, and one girl just stood there, and I watched her start sweating when she put it on. I said, you're in the booth in here. You're not around a lot of people. Take it off. I said, learn to breathe because this mask is letting you breathe your own breath, so nothing out, nothing in. Amen?
Yeah.
So you people out there, you people out there that are looking for masks, look for any style of the N95 because mine is like a hard shell. I've seen people that had N95 that folded. Mine don't fold. But look for that, and then if you can get anything and spray through that mask and you see it come out the other side, if it can go out, it can come in.
Amen.
But I just want to expound a little bit on the night to where if you heard something, amen, that touch your spirit tonight. And we're still talking about be still. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. Don't let go.
And see, the thing about that is, I want you to get to know how to hold on, because if you haven't, tonight, accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen?
Amen.
And because this God that we have sent his only begotten Son to the cross for all of us.
Amen.
I'm talking about the sins back then. I'm talking about the sins that, hey, came up in the present and the sins that are in the future. If you take this Son of Man, the Son of God, and let him lead you and guide you, you'd be surprised how much easier your life would be. And once you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, go and talk to somebody. Let them know that I am a new creature in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I will never be the same again. It's almost like this epidemic we're in. The world is never going to be the same. One touch, all you need is a touch. One touch from God, and your life will never be the same. But let him lead you and guide you. Amen. And then once you do all that, you done told somebody, you confess your love for Christ, you confessed it, that you know, I'm a sinner saved by grace.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Now we want you to go to somewhere where you can further your knowledge. I want you to go somewhere, it's a lot of Bible preaching, teaching churches out there, and there's some that just sit up there and babble. Amen? I mean,
Amen.
You got to excuse me. Don't go where you're not fed.
Amen. Keep it real.
But see, I was told a long time ago, and they reiterated, don't go where you tolerate it, go where you celebrate it. Amen? So, see, go to a church that is enthusiastic about teaching you about the Word of God, because that's all it's about right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about teaching you so you can teach somebody else. Amen? So we need people out there, because you heard Sister Adrian. She said the crops is few, but the gatherer, I mean, the crops is plenty, but the gatherers are few. We need some more gatherers of souls out here. And see, that's what she's talking about. We need, I mean, any soul we can bring into the storehouse. Because that's our purpose down here on life, is to sit there and bring souls in and to praise the Lord.
Yes, come on.
Amen. So, if you heard anything tonight, and I'll say again, look at the episode, 1,000. I mean, even if we ain't touched 1,000 souls, we touched somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said again, every night is a different show, so it's no excuse to say that you didn't hear the word. And we gave you the numbers. I'm going to give it to you one more time, okay, before we get out of here, because I want somebody to call for tomorrow's show, Monday's show.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers are 319-527-6091, or you can call 323-870-4174. You know, and when you do that, especially if you listen to a couple shows, call somebody and let them know Purpose Kingdom is on. Amen. Tell them how to get on. Give them a number. You'd be surprised, especially right now, how many people are sitting around with nothing to do. Amen. So let's put a little word in their life, because I'm telling you, when these people go back to work, if they have a job to go back to, that's why I tell people, I complain about my job, but I have a job. So many businesses has closed. So many people have been laid off. And like I told you earlier on the show, 22 million people on unemployment, or applied for unemployment. I don't know how many they accepted. So see, after this pandemic is over, it's like Sister Adrian said, we're rebuilding. And I pray to God that people aren't the same like they were before this thing happened. You should be able to lean more on God. You should be reading your Bible more. You should know that he the one brought you through this, not your president, not his staff, amen, not your minister in your church. God brought you through this. All you got to do is keep your head to the sky, bend your knees and fold your hands. And a lot of times people got to realize, yeah, the Bible say pray without ceasing. And what that means is just talk to God
every day
at your job. I mean, you know, a lot of people are dealing with bad bosses because of what's going on. Everybody has attitudes. You know, pray about that before you go to work. God, I know that, you know, things are rough. My boss has an attitude, but you know what? I'm going to pray for my boss.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because my wife would tell you, every once in a while, and this—I mean, this Monday we've been married what 25 years, And people got to realize this, a lot of times she grabbed me up by the collar, not physically, but she grabbed me by the collar and said, do you know who you are? Why are you letting these people get under your skin? You can pray these people out of the job, and if it's God's will, they're gone. Because,
mm-hmm.
see, the song say, God, don't move the mountain, just give me the strength to climb. Amen? So, see, a lot of things going on in your life, pray about it. God knows about it, but he's waiting for you to tell him.
Mm-hmm.
God is a God of choices. If you don't tell me what's going on,
how
I
are you
can,
supposed to know?
I can sit, no, I can know, but unless you want me to move on it. You ever go to a car shop and they say, well, you need shocks, you need brakes, you need this, and you sitting in the chair. That man ain't going back to your car and touching until you say, yeah, I want that fixed, I want this fixed, I want that fixed. That's
and
the same way with God.
It's the same way. If you want something done, sometimes you need to talk to your loved one, your mate. Let them know, this is what I require of you. Don't take for granted that they know. They're supposed to know. Don't take for granted that they're in your life forever. They're here today and gone tomorrow.
They're here for a reason and a season.
So honor them while they're here. Love on them like never before.
Well, what's it saying? They just tell you, love somebody like you're never going to see them again.
Yes, because it's a possibility that you
and
want.
Relationships more fun like that, ain't it, Grizzly? When you give somebody, if you know,
yeah,
and
I give my husband all
people,
of me.
There's very few people that you can give your all to. Yeah. And when you give them your all, you have nothing else left to give, so you content. Now, if I give you something and I'm like, I'm holding back because, see, I think you're nuts. Okay, then all of a sudden you'd be like, wait a minute. The girl over here would sit down and talk. They would sit down and find out, talk about these other problems. Why do you think he went over there?
Amen.
Because you're not listening.
And that's very important. You have to, man, listening is the key to any happy relationship.
Oh, yeah, communication.
Listening, sometimes without saying a word, just listen.
Say it again.
Don't respond, just listen.
Yeah.
And then when you finish listening while they're talking, say, Father God, I just want you to bless them. Whatever they're going through, God, I know you got them. Just pray while they're talking.
Yeah, but you know what? Let them know, honey, most of the people that...
They just venting.
They venting. Half the time the people got to answer themselves, but they need to talk to somebody. You know, and then with you intervening, like, I think you should do that. I think, let them vent first. Bring that blood pressure down. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So the eyes ain't popping out their head. And then if they ask you, what do you think about this?
Then give your
what
opinion.
Do you think about that? And before you answer, ask God to give you the
mm-hmm.
answer. Because you don't want to tell somebody, you know, you always got somebody saying, well, girl, I leave him.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
That's the one that say they'll leave is the one they don't have nobody.
Yeah, but the ones mostly that tell you, girl.
What you got.
There you go. Take the word out of my mouth.
But I want y'all to take an evaluation of your family tonight. Sit down and see whatever's blocking your family blessing. Whatever it is that doors are trying to open and penetrate through your family, it's a generational curses are real, you guys. I want you
close
to know that.
Close
them doors.
Chain them up.
Bind them, then release love, happiness, peace, everything that's of God. But if you're not good with doing that, guess what? Brother Rob, do we have any announcements?
Yes, real quickly, I'm going to give you the announcements. This is Private Purpose Cam Network. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's episode, whether you're calling on, listening online or calling via phone. We'd like to thank you so much for listening to tonight's episode. If you want to correspond with us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can correspond with us here via email at purposekingdom@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. We also like to invite you, if you have not heard our last of a word sermon, you can go to www.vaulttalkradio.com/purposekingdom. We can simply type in the last seven words, and just like any of our host shows, you can just simply type in the host name or the host show, where you can hear that show's entirety at your convenience. Please pass that along to a friend. With God's will and God's blessings, we'll be joining us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for Peripheral Visions. And once again, at 9 p.m. hour tomorrow evening, we're going to have Peripheral Visions hosted by Sister Antonia Batts. With that being said, that's going to be the end of my announcements, and I'm just going to go hand the show back over to the leads.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen,
amen. Got this last verse. I mean, I want to let them, you know, we're talking about, there's a lot of things going on out there as far as spirits. One, or they usually say 1 John 4:1-2 says, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has came in the flesh is from God. And not just spirits. We talking religions too. You just heard the word right here from the Bible. 1 John 4:1-2. And it says, every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh from God. That's how you know that spirit is of God. Amen?
Amen.
So we're going to remind you again that this is Purpose Kingdom Network, The Turning Point.
Yes.
I'm host, Elder Charles Lee, and this is my wife,
Maureen Lee.
And
that's my baby. Come in, Sir Riley. Want to say bye-bye?
Come on, say bye-bye.
Yeah. Come up here.
Come up here and say bye-bye, Saint.
Bye-bye.
And
say it again.
Bye-bye.
Say bye-bye. Well, say hallelujah. Oh, she's blowing kisses.
Say hi. Say bye-bye. Now you sing. Amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
This is the turning point, and we're signing off. And always remember, the way you start
is the way you finish.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose. Devil wanna see me down, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose.